This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, February the 6th, 2025.
Woohoo! How the hell goes it?
Triple verified that, because it didn't sound right, but it is.
I like more people should do that. Triple verify.
Triple verify. I try to just do it with my face. Think about this. First thing in the morning, and this is actually a good time to do this because a lot of you, if you're listening live, maybe recently woke up. I know a lot of you have worked all night. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you.
But you ever notice if you have your phone set up to do the face recognition to, you know, open up or whatever, that first thing in the morning... It always doesn't work. Sometimes you have to put in your code because I think your face is all mashed up from sleeping.
It could be. It seems like if it's not doing that, it's just randomly picking times and spots to not work.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking like what this Fotch right here looks like after the way I sleep, because I sleep with my hand like I'm. What's that called? What was that?
Oh, the dab.
Yeah. I look like I'm dabbing with my arm on my face.
Yeah, I get like that, too. I'm a belly sleeper.
I'll wake up, and my hand will be asleep.
Really?
Numb, because it's going to do me nerve damage. I know it is.
I've done that before when my hands are asleep.
Just had that thought this morning. I was like, this never works. Maybe it is a security mechanism, but it's because my face is all mashed up. It's like when a baby's born.
Oh, you got the meconium all over you when you wake up?
Well, no, but like they all like...
Yeah, like an embryo position, you're curled up kind
of. No, they're just ugly. Mm-hmm. Their faces are all mashed up. They got to be like alive and breathing earth oxygen for like 5 minutes before they start to even look normal, most of them.
Or you got the arm falling asleep because you know how you brace yourself up with it?
Yeah.
Or lay on it?
You mean like in a recliner or something?
No, like on the bed.
Do you always sleep on your stomach? Is that what you're saying?
I start on my back, and then, so I had, this sounds bougie, but it's not at all. And if I said the truth, I got it for free.
That's
It was through the, through a partner we had formerly with the station. And
I remember the guy calling in.
Yeah, and it's a real nice bed. And it's got the adjustable massages and does all this awesome stuff. So I fall asleep in the zero gravity position, which is I'm lightly propped up in the back, dropped all the way, like butt all the way down, like this.
No.
Yeah.
And then my feet are kind of reclined. And it's glorious.
Is it?
But if
that
you
seems
go to
uncomfortable
turn,
to me.
If you go to turn on in the night, and you haven't turned the timer on, which I do now. Like after 30 minutes, it'll level back out.
Yeah, that I would like that.
I would wake up in the zero gravity position, try to lay on my stomach. So imagine that. So this, I'm trying to say this so those listening will know. You're laying on your back like in a lounge chair. Your head's propped up a little bit. Your butt's dropped all the way to the ground.
Drop that butt.
And drop that butt, girl. And your feet are inclined. So then you go to decide to flip in that same position. So your belly's all the way down, and then your head's like that.
That's too much work.
Well, I figured out how to fine-tune it in it after 30 minutes. You know, it's like figuring out, oh, sleep on the TV timer. That's cool.
I can feel myself choking now just laying on the back. Like, it ain't going to work. All that neck fat.
Yeah.
How many pillows you use?
Just two.
Oh, my gosh.
But they have to be the same pillows.
Side and top? You use two on top?
I'm trying to think what that means.
I use it. It's not a body. It's a regular size pillow.
Oh, yeah. Top and bottom.
That's comfortable if you wrap your legs around it.
I wish I could. More body marks on the top. And show you. The bed will be in this position. So this is how I sleep. Pillow curled up under my arm, dabbing on top of the pillow.
That's a lot of work.
That's how I sleep at night.
Wow.
What, and I'm also doing like a mountain climb with my legs.
Does not seem remotely comfortable at all.
But I'm laying flat. You're seeing me standing up, but imagine that laying flat down.
So what type of pillows are we talking about? Like firmness or... excuse me.
The pillows. One for the head is firm, like very firm. Like I need some firmness. And the other one is I don't know what's inside. Squishy, let's call it.
Squishy.
You know, it's not feather. It's not
I love feather.
Cotton.
That's my favorite.
The foam. Oh, that. You ever, when you were a
memory
kid,
foam?
Bust a pillow and.
Oh. Bust a pillow.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
That's what we called it back then, busting a pillow. Mm. And it would have that yellow styrofoam crap in it, like shards of it. Like, what the hell was this?
Do you get rid of your pillows every year? Because if you can fold them in half, you need to get rid of them.
I know. My head pillow will not fold in half. I mean, it could, but it'll flop right back. I mean, this stuff's like...
Memory foam.
Oh, God.
Revolutionary. Probably really bad for the environment, too.
Memory foam. If I hit a memory foam bed, I'm immediately going
to
sleep.
They seem kind of hard to me, honestly. I like it soft and fluffy. Like, but I think the hard thing that my husband had was I have so many pillows. Like, I have the European shams, and I have, like, two sets of regular pillows, and then I have my other pillows.
Jesus.
You're like Larry talking to Cheryl. Why do we have to have 80 pillows?
I sleep on my back, and I get very cold, so I have, like, the covers up, and, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't sleep on my stomach much.
I don't think you could you? Like, it would be very hard.
You'd be like me laying in that other position. You'd have something pushing you up like this.
No, I think the reason it not so much is because I have a neck injury, and then I don't sleep with my neck a certain way.
What's wrong with your neck?
It's crushed.
I hurt myself a while ago.
I hurt myself today.
I went to the chiropractor. I feel better, but, you know.
So. Oh, do you ever, like, fall asleep on your back page and, like, you kind of look up and you think that there's... two bald-headed white men wearing a yarmulke.
I'm naked. And frequently...
wearing a football on his head.
Maybe a bowl cut. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, if you overdress for bed, like wear pajamas, I end up with naked at the end of the night because I get hot.
Hell yeah.
And I'm hot because I have like two big comforters and...
Yeah, you do.
God dang it. Are you regularly going to a chiropractor?
Not now, but I do. I need to go.
Yeah. Not now, I do. I need to go.
I mean, honestly, I like to get adjusted regularly. It feels good.
I saw...
She's going to go to chiropractor school now.
No.
Man, I saw...
No more science.
I saw a female chiropractor who was adjusting, I guess, the coccyx, whatever that bone is. But she's got a glove on, and she's got to go like a couple knuckles deep, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. The hip bones would be
weird.
Great. I want to get my hip popped.
Like, do I need to be naked to do this? But they never are. She just goes through the clothes and does it. I'm like, that would suck. But we're not going to adjust that.
Well, you'd want to get completely naked and let her adjust it?
I'd feel it'd be easier, wouldn't it? But if I'm her, I would not adjust it.
I wouldn't get naked at the chiropractor.
At your chiropractor, are you in a room with others, or are you in a private room?
I'm in a private room.
Okay, see, the one I go to, there's like four of them going. It's like a barber shop in a sense. Like, they're just laid out there. Nobody's doing any coccyx fisting or anything, whatever he's talking about. Yeah.
There are a lot of plants everywhere and some music.
That's more like a spa, you know, I guess.
Wow. It's...
I'd be going to the wrong place.
Yeah. It's not bougie at all. I mean, it's cheap.
Hey, I want to go with the guy that does a lot of sports injuries, works on people that have problems, and I want it popped.
I'll get you in touch with somebody. Somebody was trying to get at us, and I'm sorry, sir, I forgot your name, but chiropractor fan of the show.
And
not a real doctor.
I have friends that, you know,
I'm kidding.
They work all the time, or they're in some kind of
thank them for
job where they, you know, they're outside working in the yard. No. I mean, we are using your muscles.
Like you were working one out.
No. So they've gone to like the day chiropractor or the massage therapist at the mall. Mm. And they recommend them. And then I've heard other people.
The one in the middle of the mall?
Yeah. The one that chases you around?
Yeah, you were talking about that the other day. And I just thought, I don't want to be sore because I've gone to.
I don't want to lay there in front of everybody either.
No, I don't either. I fall asleep.
Everybody's going to look at you and. Like, is that man getting a massage?
Why is drool coming out of her mouth and she's snoring?
I don't think it's that. I just think what I would look like laying there face down with like this beard coming out on each side and like what that would just look like.
Plus, you got somebody trying to take a selfie. That, can I get down here with you, Batman? With your face is already in the hole.
It's not. I don't get chased, my lord. Thank God. I was thinking about that the other day. I saw, what's his name? Really tall, looks like a basketball player, but he's not. He's an actor. Really tall guy.
Really tall.
Yeah.
Tall actor, which could be 5'10".
No, I mean, he looks like a basketball player, but he's not. I can't remember his name. But anyway, I was watching something, and it showed him and his girlfriend leaving this restaurant. And it's like, if you saw the guy, you would say, all right, he's somebody. You can just tell that... not even by the dress. Just, I don't know. He's tall as hell. Like, he's done something with this. I just imagine. But the amount of people that were, it was not the press. It was not TMZ. It was just people with their cell phones. Just doing this thing where they're walking backwards with somebody.
Oh, trying to be in it. Yeah.
Like the people in the, you were telling me the other day about the people fell off in the Grand Canyon trying to take a selfie.
Oh yeah,
it was a while back, but
upwards of 500 people over like 15 years.
God bless. Are you serious?
And a city in Japan too that's famous for some movie it's in, some road, but mostly the Grand Canyon.
God,
it's the biggest GD hole in the world.
Yeah, but at this point, get a guide to go with you and do it, or get you one of them damn selfie sticks. I know a guy that sells them.
Still?
Those were revolutionary when they came out. I was a buyer at $40 on a selfie stick.
Dang,
remember that?
Man, you were savvy.
It was.
I think he went through them. He sold a good many of them.
I mean, I think he invented it. He had like a garage full of them things. It was before.
Sold them to a lot of naked white women.
Likely, and me. But, you know, you're sitting there and you're taking. But anyway, they're walking backwards, and he's just trying to go to his car. Open the door for his girl, his wife, whoever she was. I wish I could think of who it was.
What a simp.
Oh, please.
What a simp.
And then surrounding, and it's just fans. It's not the press. It's not paparazzi. It was just people who have to.
Always trying to figure out who, like, who is that?
And I
who are you?
Like, if I'm trying to think, if I saw, like, let me think of somebody really tall that I could throw in. Like, if I saw. Well, I've met him before. That sounds bougie to say Matt. I met Magic Johnson. I'm thinking basketball. Like, well, damn, if I saw Wimby walking around, I would start videoing that. That son of a gun. Wow.
So tall.
Just so tall, but so agile. Like, we're not used to seeing the really, really tall ones being, like, really agile, too. They're usually kind of Frankenstein walking around. But
surely he don't go out much. They were in Atlanta last night. Maybe he was walking around town, but.
Who was?
Wimby. Like, you'd know Wimby if you saw him.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't him. This guy's an actor, and I'm just bad at this. But anyway, that would be so annoying. So I'm glad, you know, that I'm glad that this is weird. I'm glad we never got to that level.
Yeah.
I mean, I truly am. Like,
financially, I'm very glad. Do you think?
I'm sure. Yes. Yeah. I was about to say that didn't sound right.
Do you think we can get Mary into one of those mall massage situations?
No.
Would she be into that?
No.
Like a Mother's Day gift?
I mean, oh, Mother's Day.
Or the massage chair. Like
3 months.
Just pay a little couple quarters to pop her in there. Get a massage, man.
What happened to those things?
I thought they were still there.
No, no.
Planet Fitness bought them all. Black Car Lounge, shout out.
The one where the...
Too rich for my blood.
The little rides they'd have in front of Walmarts and stuff. Like,
what? Oh, yeah. Who operated those? Because those were moneymakers.
Well, yeah, little, what happened to them? Was it like...
The four-horse corral?
Somebody would fall off and sue, and eventually they're like, guys, we just can't take the pay the insurance on this merry-go-round anymore.
Probably.
Because those were like... That was the way you got kids to agree to go in the damn store.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride that horse. It's going to hurt my balls real bad. But we're gonna, like, you ride that horse. You had to, like, it was almost like
pony.
Like a racehorse, like if you were in, like, the Kentucky Derby, where you'd lay on it. And it'd just sit there and just back and forth. And you were just like, it was, dude, it's the 80s, so it was probably a dime.
Probably.
It was a quarter. I don't remember a dime time. I
think look, if you go in quarters. Walmart and take this picture, you can ride this when you come out.
So it's the equivalent of laying on hardwood floor and just slapping your nuts across.
Sorry, Matthew. I didn't bring any quarters. We'll have to get changed.
Nah, there's always some lying-ass parent doing that, too. Son of a bitch, bastard parent.
We don't
parent.
Have quarters.
They had quarters.
Like, they lied.
I know you got away. Quarters.
They lied.
That's how you measure how much trade you got left in your tire. Pop it in here in the little horse.
Or you go to Audi. Audi.
I got two dimes and a nickel.
Lytle. Which one is it? God, I got to get my joke right. Which one charges you for buggies and then give it back the quarter?
Lytle. I know Aldi does. I don't know if the other
not
one
Lytle.
Does or not.
Lytle doesn't.
Okay. Lytle. It's going to sound self-righteous, but it's about the show. If you follow me on social media, you know that I am I said yesterday, I made it very dramatic. I start off with a little meme on my story on Facebook and Instagram, Adam Matthew. When you're having a poo emoji day and you get the email that makes you smile emoji. And then I took a screenshot of this email. Matt Man, I finally made the song you requested last summer. Ha ha ha. It
praise
is attached.
Jesus.
I hope you enjoy it, bro. Dan in Columbia.
Dan's making
attached.
Come back.
Tongue punch my fart box.
Are you serious?
Yep. Dan. What got into Dan?
Wow.
Let me tell you something. He did not just do like his traditional stanza into a chorus. He did the whole song.
The entire song.
Like the guitar solo and everything.
He must have really been struck creatively.
I think he had some help with it. I don't...
Okay.
You don't think there's an essence of something else in there?
There's a background singer and like... it sounds like a live band.
Wow.
He's probably reading Essence when he recorded it.
It will debut...
Is that still a magazine?
I don't know.
I know Jet and Ebony are.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah. Little bitty. It's like the black version of Reader's Digest. They were the same size.
Very small. It's like, was it cheaper to do that? Or you? What's? Is it just easier to pop it in your back pocket? I don't know. The reality has happened. And this morning, after the rejoin at 7 o'clock, it'll be the world debut of my Alan Jackson parody song that I wrote near a year and a half ago.
A year and a half. I know it's a long time in the making, Dan.
If I cry, no cameras. Please. But it's just exciting. So that'll be... And then, of course, that same hour, you got Facebook fussing. So it's an exciting day. We're going to have some fun. Feel free to call or text us 1-800-774-0093, the TLCMotors.com phone lines. And don't text and drive. Your data rate supply and stuff. Paige, what is up in the play?
We're going to talk about being more satisfied and less beat down.
I love that.
Dang.
Or downbeat.
Downbeat.
Sounds like a hot tip coming our way.
I'm going to tell you when you're going to be the happiest of your day next in your Rise Guys headlines. Oh. We are going to be happy.
Yesterday at 5:01 p.m. when I got the email about tongue punch and fart box.
That was it.
Yeah, yeah.
Skies opened up.
You know what? Something better will happen today.
Yes.
That's right.
You can dream.
All right. We'll take a break and come back and do all that. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So let's begin our day with a story about science, which is one of my favorite things to talk about. And there's a new study about mornings. And did you know that mornings are actually the happiest time of the day when people are happier, more satisfied, and less downbeat, according to this study?
Downbeat.
So
what does that mean? What does downbeat mean?
I think that happens at the end of the day when you
just... Is that like chill?
Well, you just feel like, I gave up.
Oh, you like know? Downtrodden kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah. Or you just like, it didn't go right at work. And
that's when I think I'd be real happy at the end of the work day. And I'm going to go home. Of course, you got a house full of kids and you got to cook and all that crap.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not
so. When you first wake up is your happiest time?
Yeah. Okay, so they looked at this data from almost 50,000 adults throughout 2 years.
You're being mean to that keyboard.
I'm trying to... This is...
Someone calling in?
It's like a mechanical keyboard. Too loud. Stupid-ass, dumb-ass keyboard. Bastard keyboard.
Okay, they found that regardless of the day, a person wakes up in a good mood.
It makes sense. You know, you're like, it's going to be a good day. I'm going to go in here and blow it up real quick. Old Susan's not going to be a bitch when I go to the office today.
So this is
Susan.
Or whoever.
I was trying to think, did we have one here? I thought that was mean.
That is the best you're going to feel all day at that moment when you're waking up.
I mean, it's
I mean,
so
for me,
difficult.
It's usually I have to go to the bathroom, so I run in the bathroom.
I'm trying to get my face looking normal again. It's because, you know, the thing from earlier.
All right. You got to go to the bathroom naked, you know, like everybody else.
Can we get asked? Tay Sterling, like after a bad fight,
oh, man.
Does her phone recognize her face? I mean, that's an honest to God true question.
That's a great question. It really is.
Yeah.
She fights hard.
Well, I know. Girl. I know, but like certain times, I mean, like. No.
But you said it so fast that I had to. It sounded like you said, Ask Tay Sterling. I was like, who's that? But you said, Ask Tay.
Oh. Oh, you don't know Ask Tay. It's pronounced as Ashante.
That might come up in fussing. Is your name Ass Taste? It's Ass Tay.
So here's another thing about the study. It's a bit of a roller coaster after that, how you're going to feel. Because I don't want to predict how you're going to feel. Because
you have to.
That's up to you.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You make the best out of that.
You have to predict it. You have to manifest it.
There is a big dip around 10:30 a.m.
Copenhagen.
But then there's another surge of happiness around 6 p.m. when many people are off from work and having dinner.
Our boss loves 9:10 a.m. It's his favorite time of day.
Oh.
No further details other than that. It's a little inside joke. He loves 9:10.
Is there a place where he likes to go at that time?
The handicap stall.
I know.
Yeah. I'm a fan of our schedule because you got a lot of hours. If you work a normal schedule and you really, let's say you don't get home to like 6:30 with traffic, and you know, you really can't, like, unwind and relax till maybe 7 at that. Like, you're going to bed in a couple hours.
Yeah.
We used to have it really good here because it was minimal traffic. We didn't have to commute that far to go to work, but that's all changing because people have to go, you know, there are some people now that are driving an hour to get to work if they're going to Charlotte or, I mean, it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah. I'm 45 minutes in the morning here. About 15. An hour in the afternoon, but it don't seem like it.
It's 15 in the morning. I'm the closest I've... Well, no, I used to live over there. It was like 5 minutes.
But what factors in the stress?
I was always late, too. Remember?
You son of a bitch.
I was always late when I lived 5 minutes from the radio station. God.
What the stress is in big cities. Atlanta, for example, is the traffic where you have to, you don't get home, you know, it takes you 2 hours to really drive a half an hour.
Well, it starts as soon as you get to Gwinnett and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go to College Park and it's going to be 2 hours before I get there.
You want to see your friend Bubba?
Or go to the airport.
Yeah. So, I mean,
College Park, Bubba's bar. And guess what? It don't matter if you go around the loop, it's still going to be a long time. Might as well stay on 85 and go all the way down.
Well, here's one thing about the study that they didn't address, and I think they really should have, because there's two different types of people. They didn't address morning people versus night owls or any other factors, because I'm definitely a night owl.
Is that a Hooters joke?
No, it's just I get... So you're really tired, and you get ready to go to bed, and then you're just like, you have the surge of energy. Why am I not tired? I need to go to bed. Why is this happening? Why am I getting all these great ideas when I need to just slow down and go to sleep?
It's the whole not turning off the brain, right? Or the mind racing, something like that.
Yeah, I struggle with that. I mean, that's truly why I take Ambien. I'm not kidding. I could be tired physically, but the brain would not shut off.
So you just lay there and go, did I remember to do this?
Pop your few Xanny bars.
No. God, no. I don't want to.
Get in touch with your 20th side and take a few totem poles.
No. God. Oh, man. Oh, I shudder to even think.
You can't trust them now.
I wouldn't. Oh, Lord, no.
I would have to get them straight from a crooked pill doctor.
I know.
Not a dealer.
I would want to see him walk out of the back of the pharmacy and walk to my car and like look around, no one's looking, and pop him in my lap.
So, hey, Heather, give me some pills.
Yeah. Heather.
Just whoever, you know.
Oh, okay.
Janie.
That's
Mary
twice
Beth.
Now.
Mary Lou.
Tracy.
Mary Lou's a good name.
Tracy.
Jessica.
Jessica.
With a K.
With two Ks.
Well,
only two.
Because she's wild.
I'm going to end with some good news for some people. The original Black Sabbath lineup is reuniting for one final show in their hometown of Birmingham, England in July. So who's on this bill? Metallica, Slayer, and a ton of other major metal acts are sharing the bill. But this is a good thing.
Zach Wilde?
Ozzy Osbourne will also give his final performance of his life.
How many people are thinking Birmingham, Alabama? A bunch of dummies. This ain't happening in Jefferson County. What's the other Birmingham?
Yeah, but it's weird. That Birmingham, England, the Birmingham that Birmingham named after is German.
God. The Barons?
Von Broski.
The show is set for July 5th, and it's going to be big, featuring Metallica, Slayer, Pantera, Gojira, Mastodon, Hailstorm, Alice in Chains, Lamb of God, and Anthrax.
I bet the devil himself will actually make an appearance.
No kidding. No kidding. Will he bring Big Mike?
In the black smoke.
So additional performances from Tom Morello, Billy Corgan, Wolfgang Van Halen, Sammy Hagar,
Bill Burr,
Ghost, Bill Slash, Burr. Fred Durst, Lizzie Hale, and others.
Bill Burr should crash Billy Corgan. Hey, 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 what are you doing there, Billy? Yeah, you got to sing a song, Billy?
This should have used Ron Howard instead of him. Don't you think he looks more like Ron Howard now?
Yeah, Bill Burr and Opie look just alike.
Opie. They really do.
All right.
One's Long funny page. And one's Bill Burr.
Yeah.
And those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Hey, thanks so much. Fat Boy, sports. I mean, it's Super Bowl week, but it's yeah. I feel like it's been like low key.
It has been low key, but we got an update on prices for the tickets. We got the foods you got to have at your party. You got to
foods.
That's what this is. It says you got to have these.
You have to.
If you don't have these at your Super Bowl party, you might get that ass whooped.
Ice will come to your home.
They will, and you can't hide in the ceiling either.
Right.
Because they'll get you.
They will. All right, we'll get into that and a whole lot more next in your Rise Guys Sports. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served you by Bojangles if you're hungry.
Clap your hands.
Get your ass to Bojangles.
Grab me one.
Yep. Look it up. 37 years ago today in 1988, this gentleman won the slam dunk competition by dunking from the free throw line. The most epic dunk of his career.
That's Michael.
It is Michael. Who did he beat, though, in the competition? See if you remember this. Another legend that he bested on that day.
My gut says Dominique Wilkins.
Well, trust your gut, buddy, because it is exactly right. It was right. Dominique Wilkins.
Good. Well, my gut's been making weird noises this morning, so I didn't know if I should trust it or not.
Yeah, besides getting beat up, they've probably been sloshed around a lot.
Get up and go.
Super Bowl tickets, if you want to get them, you better get them right now. So they've come down 58% this week.
Good God.
But.
No one cares.
They really don't. The Chiefs are favored by 1.5.
Have you ever heard of that in the last, I mean, people didn't keep up with it for years, but when it started being the thing to keep up with Super Bowl prices, have you ever heard of them going down as the week got closer? No.
Like day of, but not the week.
That's interesting.
You're still going to pay some money because they went down from about 6,500 to 4,600.
So that's just high ass.
I'd be pissed if I, the week before I spent more money and then it went down.
Because you would be used to expecting the opposite. That's crazy.
Overall, the highest price ticket went from about 56.4 to 23.6. Still stupid money for
56.4.
4 hours, 56,400.
What if you paid all that money and the team that you went to see lost?
That or
who has this money? It's such an elitist white collar event. How many people that go are actually fans?
I mean, I bet you that it's surprised. But the sad part is people probably have mortgaged their homes to go because their team finally got there.
Yep.
And so there's, I'd say it's probably 30% blue collar people who just, they got to see their team play, and the rest of it is corporate sponsorship, bullcrap stuff.
Oh, yeah, the NFL taking it. Well, I know that players and coaches throughout the league get an allotment of Super Bowl tickets. Just don't remember how much, because Mike Tice years ago got in trouble for selling his.
Yeah.
He was coaching the Vikings.
Yeah, Vikings.
So Super Bowl foods, these are also the most popular Super Bowl foods, so that's why you got to have them at your party.
Tell. I want to know what I need to not buy.
Do you want to guess what number one is? You got to have this. This is a staple.
Beer.
No. Nope.
Oh, is food only?
Yeah, beer is not on the list. I got about six here that are popular.
I'm going to say potato chips.
Oh, I was going to say tortilla chips and salsa.
Tata.
We'll lump that into chips. Chips is number two.
Oh. Okay.
You got to have your chips. In seven states, chips are most popular.
Pizza, wings,
chicken fingers.
Pizza's number four. You said it. Buffalo wings, yeah. Boneless or traditional.
Yeah.
31 states, including everywhere east of the Mississippi.
I can't tell you the last time I've had wings.
I did. Well, maybe a week ago.
On my heart page.
I'm sorry. It's just I've had bad wings, and once you have wings that aren't good, you don't desire them anymore.
Take these broken wings.
Yes.
Learn to fly again. Who sung that?
Learn
Dick
to
Marks?
Live so free.
Was that Dick Marks?
I don't think it was.
If they're too dry or too spicy, I'm not. No.
Yeah.
Was it John Cicada?
What?
I don't know.
It might have been Mr. Mister.
It was. It definitely was. But okay. Who was that?
So and so.
Nachos was number three.
Oh, yeah.
In five states. Pizza, number four. I'm thinking
pizza. Why pizza down there? Pizza would be more on. You know,
here's what should not be on the list.
Pizza got screwed because everybody delivers now. That's where pizza has gotten screwed.
Those people are losing money. Really that was their livelihood.
Really, that and Chinese was like your only go-to for many years.
I know.
One of my local pizza joints don't have a delivery chick anymore. They go straight through the company, like DoorDash or whoever.
Okay.
To get it to you.
She lost her job for.
Oh, she's dashing now.
It would have been their robots eventually.
Number five. Oh, did you see the dang it, I forget the golf tournament they're at this week. It might be the Travelers, I think.
Robot caddies.
Would you see the robot hit the hole in one?
Yeah,
on the par three.
Yeah, but they're working as caddies also.
Yeah, I don't mind.
They'll tell you the shots and everything.
Robot. Wow.
Yeah,
literally
robot. Charcuterie boards is number five. What?
I
love them.
I do too.
I love them.
You can put on a Lazy Susan too, because you know, let me spin it around and get some gobble gobble.
You know, Susan, she dealt with it for years. Every woman named Susan. What's up, Lazy Susan? It's like having the name Karen now. It's like, what's up, bitch?
Karen.
It's not fair.
It's nice.
Number six on the list. It should be number two, to be honest with you.
Sausage balls.
No, not even on the list. Not even the cocktail weenies that you mix with a grape jelly and barbecue sauce.
Ugh.
Mustard.
Loaded potato skins. So
okay,
good.
Yeah, those are good. If they're not dry.
Oh, my God. You put the barbecue in them? The pulled pork potato skins?
What is, like, the Super Bowl meal? Like, would you have Philly cheesesteaks and...
Like Kansas City barbecue? That's what they're popular for.
I'm trying to think what Chiefs would eat. That would be, like, really any wildlife.
Yeah. Like, none of that's on the list. No Philly's on the list. When Philly's in the damn Super Bowl.
And no vegetable tray or anything like that? Come on. No.
Everyone's written them off.
Veg
it's like,
tray.
It's like, it seems like everybody's just looking at it like, yeah, go ahead and give the Chiefs number three.
Philly's probably the better team, but I want to see history. And the Chiefs are favored by 1.5. It's just that combined with a halftime show, I just ain't really looking forward to it. We out of here, though.
You might be surprised then.
I might be. I know I'm going to watch it either way, but.
Maybe your wife will hear this sports cast and make all those items there on the list, and I bet you'd enjoy it.
I might want some potato skins for real. She's not even in the halftime this year because, you know, she's not a hip-hop fan, so.
Oh.
It's real segmented this year.
She would
year.
Only pop in for that.
There's no. Yeah, she only watches. She don't like the game. She just watches the halftime. But
yeah.
Not when it's, you know, Kung Fu Kenny.
Oh.
Real segmented market.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm ready for it to be over, to be honest with you. I think people are just tired of that matchup. We got this, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? Chiefs-Eagles?
Yeah.
Let's get something different. Washington, that would have been huge.
God, that would have been. But then again, like, you're going to have. No one's going to pull for the rookie that's going in his first Super Bowl.
Plus, people are dying for Detroit to finally get to a Super Bowl.
It does.
It was always the joke, the laughingstock. Now they're great.
It does feel kind of like this Miami. Super Bowl week, man.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, Like, I was more hyped about Royal Rumble week.
We know Taylor Swift's going to be there. Travis Kelce, that whole deal.
I like Taylor, but I'm over it.
I know. That's the burnout that we've talked about.
Stop.
The NFL, they burnt it. In the networks, they always show her.
I can imagine if there's other teams or other people on your team that have relationships too, and they're just like, you're not all that.
Our boss had some insight years ago. Had we ever been on billboards or featured in commercials and marketed in any kind of way, we would have been burned out by now.
Yep. So is that the deal?
Yeah, I'll give him a little bit here and there. We'll make it last 30 years, 35 if you're lucky.
We'll sprinkle you a little here and there. Got to keep you in check.
Yeah,
we'll drain you.
Grassroots.
You're dead.
And then no one's gotten burned out on us yet.
Mark, I literally broke my arm in the studio. You got anything else for me? Yeah.
He took my arm and leg.
Didn't you both go into a wall once?
I hopped in here this morning.
I heard that in forever.
Yeah.
An arm and a leg.
Yeah.
Are we leaving for real?
All right. Thank you. When we come back, folks, if you missed it earlier, my dream has come true. A song that I started singing in my head is just a dirty anthem.
Praise Jesus.
I actually put pen to paper, wrote a song, could not get Dan in Columbia, our parody song guy, to record it because he likes to do his own, and I get it. I got the email of a lifetime yesterday at 5:01 p.m. with an attached file called Tongue Punch My Fart Box. My song is coming.
And you thought
reality.
It was spam.
Yeah. So we're going to rejoin with the original. So don't get confused. We're going to rejoin with the original and then the big countdown to the world premiere right after this. Good morning, everybody. I'm Miss
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.